here's a question, Mr. Sessions. Raise your hand and tell us, please. Though we've not seen repercussions, it appears from our discussions that you did meet with the Russians. You said that wasn't true, but we found communication between Russia and you. Now the truth is out. What are you gonna do?
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie.
The Capitol steps were founded in December 1981 when some staffers of Senator Charles Percy were planning entertainment for a Christmas party. Since then, they've been putting the mock in democracy in Washington, on tour, on the radio, and during the summer here in Lenox, Massachusetts. For the past decade, they have called the Berkshires their summer home, and they are back at the Cranwell Spa and Golf Resort, performing every night except Tuesday through September 1st. Cap Steppers Brad Van Grack and Dolores Williams join us this morning. Thank you both for being here. What a great pleasure to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
How's everything going?
Really
awesome.
Well.
Okay. So, Doris, let us begin with you. How long have you been with Cap Steps?
I have been with the Capitol Steps for 19 years.
Okay. That's a long time.
Uh-huh.
Now, have you ever seen anything like this? Meaning, for you,
what do you mean? What are you saying? Why do you ask that question?
You know what I'm asking. Meaning, there is a lot going on. How do you keep up with this? And it would seem for a group of satirists, this is Christmas.
We've been having a very good time, even though everyone in the government has just been minding their business and keeping their heads down and just doing their jobs quietly.
Yes.
Somehow we found things that we can make fun of. Yeah.
Somehow. Yeah, I mean, our greatest concern in the Capitol Steps is that one night the government becomes quietly competent overnight. And that's a big concern for us. And that, you know, that's not in the stars at all. So we're good.
I think you can rest easy, Brad.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how long have you been with the group?
About 27 years.
Okay. So
since the dawn of time.
Since the dawn of time. Now, I was 16 when I started.
Yeah. I wasn't born. No.
So you come in, and I love asking members of the cast. So your character source, like typical characters that you will play?
Oh, let's see. Kellyanne Conway. I have a fabulous blonde look. It is just so much fun. I'm also Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education. Elizabeth Warren. I'm also Elizabeth Warren. And Claire McCaskill. And Brad and I do a number together, Claire McCaskill.
The Lie, Lie, Lie number that you just heard by some of our other folks in the group. Mm-hmm. There's more than just the five of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that. So, and then your characters, Brad?
I do a little bit of Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. I do some ham. Let's see. I'm still doing Bill Clinton. He's still around, believe it or not, but he's always got to be around. And, of course, Bernie Sanders, who seems to be yelling all the time.
So when you think about this, like, let's say Clinton, for example, that you think, 27 years you say you were a part of it? So, you know, at some point you think, oh, well, maybe I won't have to play him anymore. and yet, that's a gift that keeps on giving.
It is the gift that keeps on. We call those the golden years. You know, the Clinton and the Lewinsky thing and all that good stuff. But, you know, I mean, well, our biggest problem with Trump is, I mean, how do you out-parody Donald Trump? I mean, you know, it's almost impossible. I mean, so we walk a fine line between being funny, and we don't want to be nasty. I mean, that's not really, you know, we're not like, you know, we don't, you know, say nasty stuff, but yeah, we still want to be funny, and it's hard to be funnier than the Donald.
So how do you do that? I mean, how do the writers, how does everybody come and figure that out, that delicate balance?
It's a wonderful, delicate balance, too, because the great thing about Trump is you just never know what he's going to say. So our writers kind of have really free rein, and I'm telling you, every day, practically, we're getting something new to put in the show.
And we have the advantage of doing song parody, which is, so, and, you know, someone stop him, tweet, 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 you know.
And we also have Melania, Melania Trump.
And
so
when let's say something, I'm trying to, like, Kushner today. So Kushner goes and testifies, and or I guess he's not testifying, he's having a conversation. At what point do you, will that make it into the show? Let's say Mueller's fired today. What happens tomorrow for you guys?
Oh, something tonight. We'll have to put something in tonight if it happens today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can usually get in, if not an entire song, we can usually get in a few lines about mm-hmm. what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And does that come from you? Does that come from above, in the Capitol steps above?
Well, we have fabulous writers, Elena Newport and Mark yes. Eaton. And Elena Newport is one of the folks that worked in Percy's office that started our whole group. Right. So we stay close to our cell phones to right. make sure that we are up to date on everything, because as soon as something happens, you're going to find out what rhymes with it from us. Absolutely.
Right. I mean, we actually got a few blurbs about OJ in the show just the other night.
So
that was great. Yeah. That there's a gift that keeps on giving as well.
What rhymes with parole?
Roll. So, onion roll. I don't know.
There you go.
It just came out right off the
perfect.
Top of my head.
Absolutely perfect. So, but this gets back to what we were talking about at the beginning, that did you ever have a time where you were watching your cell phone so closely? I mean, you would think to what would rise to the level of changing a show and changing the course of democracy, that usually took a fairly, for want of a better term, violent act. And yet now we're just getting slapped around left and right.
Well, our show has always moved really quickly. That's been our niche. Whatever's happening politically and socially, culturally, we're also going to put in our show immediately. So, yes, this time right now, I joined during the Clinton years. That was fast. I think this is probably the fastest that we've been receiving new material. Yeah, it's really fun.
And also in a serious issue, you know, we obviously don't focus on the most awful aspect of something. You know, we, for example, you know, the OJ thing, we were able to focus on some ancillary issues like all the attorneys falling all over themselves mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So there's always something we can use in the show that hopefully that the audience will enjoy and
right.
You know, yeah.
Because there's some issues that just are not funny, and we're going to stay away from those. Take Katrina, for instance.
Right.
But we can make fun of FEMA.
Sure. You can.
Yeah.
You can.
Right.
The guy running the Arabian Horse Foundation, who's suddenly taking over FEMA. Okay. So, you come to the Berkshires. Is that? I mean, you're working, but is that a summer retreat? I mean, is that a...
Oh, it's hard work. It's hard. I come from my work.
It's a working vacation.
I tell my family it's for my work.
Absolutely working vacation.
No, it's just beautiful. It really is. And we have a facility at Cranwell now that we got last year. It's a beautiful theater. Seats 200 people. You can eat and drink before the show. The mansion's open after the show. It's just the most wonderful setting. And every night before the show, I just go out and look at all these trees and the beautiful golf course. And it's hard work. It is.
Audience is pretty good if you liquor them up a little bit before they come in, right?
Well, the more you drink, the funnier we are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as opposed
it's
to
science.
D.C., we do
fine cocktail menu.
No, that's
at the
science.
At Cranwell.
That's like
that
the
is
law.
Science. Yeah. I agree with you.
And we do a show in D.C., and we have to come out and look at the beautiful Pennsylvania Avenue and the protesters. So it's definitely a difference.
But you'd also be on the road. A lot of you
yes.
you guys travel all over the place. So it
yes.
must be nice just to be off the road for a while
it's
and
lovely.
to stay.
Yeah, it really
yeah.
is.
Now, will you be there for the duration of the summer, or you kind of come in and come out?
We shift in and out.
Yeah,
Brad and I
you
got
know,
here
two
last
or three
week.
Weeks for each mm-hmm. cast member. Bring up the family, and it's very nice.
Do
and
very
work.
Nice.
Not your
and
typical
work.
Not your
yes.
typical Steps gig.
That's cool. When you look at the audience of all persuasions, obviously, but if you do, we are in a very polarized time. If you do Trump material, do you get booed at all, or does your audience just accept that?
You know, isn't it funny? No matter where we go in the country, everybody laughs at the same jokes. And we go from the East Coast all the way through Middle America to the West Coast, North and South. And you know, like our cast is made up of people of different political persuasions, and we play to all of the folks, and we never know who's in the audience, but when the lights go down, the jokes are the same. Everybody laughs. Yeah.
And, you know, our guy playing Trump now, you know, I think at the beginning he was like, is anyone going to, like take a shot at me? You know, and he goes out and, you know, we have a few boos and it's like, you know, and then we have a joke that's based, you know, we can just say, you know, thank you for your support or whatever. And,
right.
And he, you know, he's gotten comfortable with it. And hopefully they know that we're not actually the actual person.
Right.
And we're
you're
like
not
performers.
Actually Donald Trump.
We're not? Oh.
Actually.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Not really
okay.
Them
we're not.
Or making
right.
fun of them.
Okay.
So at what point do you see, and I'll ask you this, but you look at it and you say, at what point does DeVos come on your radar screen and say, oh, well, that's a character that has risen now to the point of where I will be doing something in this character.
Oh, Betsy DeVos. Well, after her confirmation hearing,
yes.
There was a big brouhaha with all the people that were grilling
brouhaha?
Her. Brouhaha?
I think you left ha-ha out.
Brouhaha.
Is it a brouhaha?
A brouhaha. and so once they're on the CNN cycle, you know, once they're on the cover of the New York Times, maybe, you know, the general public will know these folks. And so then we know we've got to get something.
Right. And Elizabeth
show.
Warren, of course,
oh,
and folks like that is in our show as well.
Yeah.
Dolores plays that.
Mm-hmm.
So you get you have some idea when you see people coming down the pike that, it, you know. So now I would assume now you have the Scaramucci. That now you have to have that character in the
that
show
wig.
Eventually.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've got to have that wig.
Now we're waiting until he says something that we can hopefully use in the show and rhyme with it,
yeah,
whatever
exactly.
It is.
All right. Well, the Capitol Steps perform every day except Tuesday at the Cranwell Spa and Gold Resort in Lenox, Massachusetts through September 1st. To learn more, go to capsteps.com. That link posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Brad, Dolores, thank you very much for being here. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great remainder of the summer. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.